KQED.
Well, despite some welcome snow in the Sierra this week, California is still facing a deepening drought with no end in sight. On Friday, state officials announced that water deliveries from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta to users around the state, already down to 5% of what they'd hoped for, will now drop to zero. And state officials say 17 communities across the state are at risk of completely running out of water within 2 months. Paul Rogers is managing editor of KQED Science and environment writer for the San Jose Mercury News. And Paul, what if anything, do these 17 communities have in common?
Well, the one thing they have in common is that they're all small communities. The largest one of these 17 communities has 11,000 people in it. And basically, when we look at the drought, we know that it's hit ranchers really badly because they don't have enough water to grow grass for cattle. We know it's hurting farmers because they're not getting as much water from the Delta and other sources. It's not really affecting a lot of big urban water areas like the San Francisco PUC, Santa Clara Valley Water District, LA Water Department, because those areas have big staffs, hundreds of millions of dollars in resources, and they have spent the last 20 or 30 years putting in safety nets, new reservoirs, conservation programs, recycled water, and these little districts with a small number of ratepayers don't really have a safety net.
So they just haven't had the money, the wherewithal to prepare for this.
Exactly. Many of them were vulnerable to begin with. In some cases, they couldn't even maintain and properly fix their equipment as it was. And then when they have a drought that gives you the least rain in the history of California back to 1850, that's a tipping point.
So assuming it doesn't rain much in the next few weeks, what happens when you run out of water? I mean, you turn on the tap and what happens?
Depending on what community you're in, there will be different solutions. In some of these communities, what they're going to do is connect a pipeline from their water supply to another water supply that has plenty of water. If you're in a more rural area, though, you might have to truck in water for a while. You might get loans from the federal or state government or grants to drill a new well if your well's running dry. You might, in some extreme cases, need to set up mobile desalination plants if it went on for a long time. So there's a whole suite of tools, and different communities are in different levels of emergency.
And all of them, as you said, relatively poor. Where do they get the funds for these kinds of things?
It's not necessarily poor. Some of them are in somewhat wealthy communities like Healdsburg or Cloverdale. It's just that they don't have big rate bases. You know, if you think about it, if you have 5,000 or 10,000 people and you need a $500 million reservoir, that each of those houses can't afford to pay that usually. So there are programs the state has, the federal government has, to loan people money. But in a lot of cases, these ratepayers are going to have to pay a lot of money. They're drilling two new wells in Cloverdale right now, and that was paid for with a 50% increase in the water bills of the people who live in Cloverdale.
And so if this drought continues, are we likely to see other communities in the same situation and perhaps, you know, more urban ones even?
Well, absolutely. There are 3,000 different water districts in California. There are a lot of small ones. It's expensive to drill new wells, to build reservoirs, these kind of things. So I would expect if the drought continues, you're going to see more small areas getting into trouble and needing help. The larger areas, though, again, some of the larger districts where you have millions of customers, they're not doing mandatory rationing, most of them. They're doing 10% voluntary cutbacks. Santa Clara is doing that. Hetch Hetchy's doing that. We're probably going to see that at East Bay Mud. They have a lot of water they in storage. They have conservation programs, and the drought will have to go on much longer before there's a severe problem with them.
And I know in the past there's been all this tension between North and South. L.A. is actually in pretty good shape this time around, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, L.A., after the last drought ended from 1987 to 92, they built a big reservoir called Diamond Valley Reservoir. I think it's 800,000 acre feet. They've done incredible conservation down there with rebates for low flush toilets. Los Angeles is using the same amount of water right now in terms of gallons as they did 30 years ago, even though the population's grown. So too is San Jose. San Jose is using the same amount of water, actually all of Santa Clara County, about 350,000 acre feet now as they were in 1980. And there is this myth that Southern California is taking all of Northern California's water. It's not true. Farmers in California use 80% of the water that people use. All 38 million residents use the other 20%. So, you know, when we talk about who's going to suffer the most, it's small rural communities without money, and it's farmers and ranchers who need the water the most for their economics.
All right. Paul Rogers with KQED Science and the San Jose Mercury News. Paul, as always, thanks a lot.
Thank you.